It seems you have an admirer. Here. He gave me the keychain. He wants to meet you by the clock tower, tomorrow at 11. I turned the figure over in my hands, tugging the squidgy ponytail and pressing gently on his back and chest. It was an amazing design. I remember the face, two semicircles for eyes, closed confidently to the world around him, the mouth firm and dark against the light skin. Strange. Nothing like Kazuo, really, with his shaggy hair and unkempt beard, his quick, kind eyes flitting nervously whenever he spoke. Who can say what it was I saw in that little worry that made me think of him? "Who is he?" I asked. The shop was empty of customers. "I don't know his name, but everyone seems to know who he is. Apparently he lives alone now that his parents are dead, surviving off his father's wealth that was left to him in his will. No one has ever seen him in the day. He only comes here at the same time every night." He paused and looked straight at me. "Just after you leave." It gave me a strange feeling when I found out Kazuo was entering the shop moments after I'd left it. Not a creepy strange, like the feeling of having been watched all that time. For who, when they go out in public, doesn't act as if they're being watched and performing for the invisible audience they never meet? Instead, it is the strangeness of now knowing that there was this hidden tunnel between me and a world that contained me all along. I was in his world so centrally, as it turned out, that I think back now and suspect I must have known this. That such a powerful energy of yearning must have tapped into me somehow and guided me back to that 7-Eleven and Chad's gorgeous cheeks every night, just long enough for Kazuo to act on his desire. I lie awake at night, listening to the rain's steady hissing, and I hope that this is the case. For a while, I convince myself that our togetherness was necessary and true. But the image dissolves with doubt, and soon I'm filled with despair, wondering how many other worlds, intended or not, were about to collide with mine, or were waiting for me to reach out for them. If only Kazuo were here now, he would rescue me from these doubts.